Please welcome Eagle fans Frank Arnold from Coatesville, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Troy. With the 84th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, my Philadelphia Eagles select Jordan Hicks, linebacker, University of Texas.
All right. Coach Strong. Jordan Hicks just went off the board to Philadelphia.
You know, the thing about Jordan is just one of those players. Is he's a coach, Mike, on the field, a young man who's battled through a lot of injuries. And I'm just so happy for him to come back and have the senior year that he had. I was telling our players, it's, you know, like you go through a season and there's some guys you wish that you could have back.
Yep.
He's one of those guys. I told Big Malcolm he can go head on. but I love to have Jordan back because he's just very, like I said, very physical, a smart player, and a guy who can play in space. When you talk about spreading him out, he can play in space.
Did the Eagles reach out to you at any point to kick the tires on him a little bit?
No. I thought maybe he would go around earlier. But that's me. That's me talking.
Hey, I'll tell you, it was interesting because I think a lot of people liked his physical traits. I think they were worried about the durability.
Yes, because he had battled some injuries.
Yep.
And this is the first year that he's really been healthy. Because he said it to me, because I think last year we tore an Achilles, and then he didn't go through spring practice all, got him in the fall camp, and then he was ready to go.
Well, who's going to be the next Texas player taken?
Or Louisville.
Huh? I mean, Coach
or Louisville,
you're right
on the roll, man.
Three out of the last four have been Louisville and Texas.
I know. So that is the selection, Jordan Hicks from Texas. And Merrill, no question that this is a very talented player. Mm-hmm. And that's not the question Eagles fans are going to have. The question is going to be, why an inside linebacker here when you've acquired Kiko Alonso, extended D'Amico Ryans, and you have Michael Kendricks still here, and Najee Good is healthy. Those players who were healthy or who were hurt last year are now healthy.
Well, it seems like a logjam at one position. However, you said it, I said it, you do not reach just to fill a need. And they were able to fill two needs with the wide receiver in round one, with the defensive back slash safety in round two. I also was rooting for an offensive lineman, and there were some names out there like Terry Poole from San Diego State. Trey Jackson was out there. Corey Robinson from South Carolina was out there. Mark Lewinsky from West Virginia was out there. But they felt that the value of Jordan Hicks, University of Texas, a guy who grew up in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, was a much greater value at this spot than any of those four offensive linemen.
And the Eagles met with Hicks at the combine. He also came to the NovaCare Complex for a visit. We take a look at his numbers, the second team all Big 12 player. And obviously, as you know, we heard Mike Mayock say, very, very talented player who previously had some injury history. A healthy senior season at Texas and a very fine season. But I think when Chip Kelly meets the media, let's be honest, the obvious question is why an inside linebacker and what happens next at that position? Clearly, with all the reports, rumors, innuendo out there, speculation about potential trades, it's an obvious question.
Yeah, and we've heard names mentioned in potential trades like Evan Mathis. We've heard Michael Kendricks. We've heard Brandon Boykin. These are names that have been bandied about, and maybe they're going to trade for a more experienced offensive lineman.
We'll see what happens here. The offensive line not addressed in the first
not in the
two
draft.
Nights of this draft. Let's go to the fan cave. Bo and Greg, your reaction to Jordan Hicks and what it means for the Eagles' depth chart.
Well, as Greg pointed out here while we were talking, obviously, despite the extension for D'Amico Ryans, he's no certainty to play early in the season coming off that Achilles injury. Hicks is a player who can sort of do it all for the linebacker position. Physical, can defend the pass, really can do it all in there.
Yeah, and I think he checks all the boxes. The reason I think he's a third-round pick and not, let's say, a second or a first is because he's not quite as explosive as you might like as a mover.
And the injury history.
And the injury history, correct. But I think he plays the run very well. He's got a feel for working through traffic and finding the ball. The thing that really stood out to me, and now you have to think about your sub-packages, and that's the way defensive coordinators think, is he was a very good pass defender. He played a lot of zone at Texas, but he's got the skill set to play man-to-man, which the Eagles play a lot of. But I think he's a complete linebacker who checks pretty much most of the boxes.
In terms of this Eagles defense, the way that he fits in, he can do everything that the Eagles will want him to do?
You know, I made the note when I was done watching him that he's either a 4-3 stacked backer or a 3-4 stacked backer, and we know the Eagles play a 3-4, so that's how he transitions to the NFL.
While we have you talking about the inside linebackers, what do you think of Kiko Alonso?
I loved Kiko Alonso as a rookie. He was another guy. I mean, he's about 243 pounds. He can run. He's a terrific blitzer. He's a guy who really checks all the boxes.
All right, guys. Well, the selection of Jordan Hicks, I think, confirms what we've expected throughout the draft process. The Eagles are going to take the guys who they've had in for visits here. Jordan Hicks was one of those, all three players who they've selected so far on that list. Back to you guys.
Thanks very much, Bo. Thanks very much, Greg. We've got more to talk about here, and we expect Chip Kelly along in the NovaCare Complex Auditorium shortly. So we will come back to Eagles Draft Central in just one moment.